joining us now on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline, just a couple weeks away from the start of the football season. Sean Clark, App State head football coach. Coach, how are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me on today, talking about App State football, and we're excited for the season. So a lot of good things ahead, but I really appreciate you having me on today.
It is the first 2 weeks are no joke, though. You know, you got North Carolina coming to town, and then you follow that up with a game against Texas A&M. And this is not about the difficulty of the Sun Belt, because you have your own things to take care of in the conference, but this is a pretty stacked schedule you guys have coming up this season.
Without a question. You know, anytime you open up to the in-state opponent like North Carolina and then go to Texas A&M the following week, it's tough. But, you know, it's really going to set us up for conference play, and I do look forward to that, to get those two games in. It's going to be the biggest game in App State history. We host North Carolina here, and then I actually go to A&M. But it's going to set us up to really know where we are and to know what kind of adjustments we have to make and to get ready to make a run at this conference play here pretty soon.
Wait, did I hear you right there, Coach? The biggest game in App State history?
Yeah, well, it is. We're expecting 40,000-plus fans here that day.
Coach, don't make me be that guy. Come on.
Are you going Michigan? are you bringing up Michigan?
Coach.
I said in Boone.
Boone. That's key. I was about to say, in Boone, that matters, because you guys are going to have a bunch of people in that building, man.
That's totally, I get it now.
Administration did a great job.
I get it now. I needed the qualifier. I'm sorry.
Sean Clark joining us here on the OG. Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovias. Chase Brice and his overall development from his time at Clemson, a year at Duke that did not go in the way that he thought it would go, and obviously Duke did not think it would go, but his development last year and going into this season. Talking about him specifically and what you saw last year and what he's been working on for this year before we get into who he's working with, which will be some changes.
Well, I'm very proud of Chase, and he wanted to come to App and kind of rewrite his story in some ways. And he led the country in interceptions when he was at Duke. So there are some demons in his pocket there, and he came here. And, you know, he really bought into what we were trying to get accomplished here. He's a great teammate. He's a natural leader. And just to watch how he evolved last year, you know, he set a single season record as far as a passing yards last year. And to watch how much he's grown since then. I mean, he's really taken this offense. He is the leader of our offense. And, you know, those kids gravitate toward him. He has four young receivers he has to kind of carry along, if you will. And just the way he carried himself throughout the offseason. He was in here all the time watching tape, meet with our new offensive coordinator, Coach Kevin Barbey. And he really wants to make his stamp on the program these last 2 years. And you know, Chase Brice is a winner, and I'm glad he's on our team. And I think the best is yet to come for him.
App State coach Sean Clark joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. That's Jovius. I'm Joe Giglio. Are you a half glass half full or glass half empty kind of guy, Coach?
Oh, glass half full. I mean, I do think that there's a lot of good things in life, but you'll never see me with a glass half empty. Life's too short, and I like to have a good time, so always a glass half full.
Do you try to look at the last two results from last year and figure out how to get better from them, or is the bowl game you kind of throw out a little bit because of some of your personnel was missing?
Well, again, I'm very proud of our program last year. Anytime we go 10-2 in the regular season, we're one of 23 teams in the country who won 10 football games. And our goal is to win a conference championship. We played in the championship game, and it didn't go our way. And then we go to a bowl game, and we happen to run into a buzzsaw in Western Kentucky. We don't make excuses here. We were down six players in that game. Four of those were starters. And we ran into a great quarterback who was, I believe, a third or fourth round draft pick to the Patriots. So, again, but that just gives you extra fuel for the offseason. Our kids understand that that's not what we do here. We come here to get a world-class degree and play for championships, whether that's a conference championship or a bowl championship. So I think they have the fuel of the fire for the offseason. Our kids have been locked in. Spring ball went really well. Our offseason was outstanding, and thus far our camp has been very good. They're playing with a lot of energy. And you know, with us being able to work with our kids in the offseason 2 hours a week, we were really ahead of schedule in some ways. And just to watch how we were able to put a great product on the field these last 10 days of fall camp, and we've been able to execute on both sides of the football. And that's always fun to see when you're the head football coach.
App State opens the season September 3rd. They host North Carolina. The game's at noon. It's on ESPNU. Coach, the Mountaineers beat the Tar Heels in 2019. What value can you guys take out of that game? Obviously, a different coach and some different players, but there's probably some guys still left from that team, right?
Well, there are a few guys on our team from the 2019 season, but a lot of things have changed. You know, we went through another coaching change when Eli went to Missouri, and I took over. And, you know, Coach Brown has done an outstanding job recruiting. There's a reason why he's there, and from the previous staff that he replaced, and he was there to win championships as well. And but again, a lot of things are different. Again, we did win that football game in Chapel Hill, but that was 3 years ago. But I think it gives a sense to our players that we can play on the big stage. And you add that to the North Carolina game, and we go to South Carolina and beat them in Columbia. And it really put our program on the map that season in 2019. But again, new season, new team, a lot of things can happen, but it's a game we look forward to, and we're very excited for that game here September 3rd.
Sean Clark joining us, App State head football coach on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovius. He's on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. They are hosting North Carolina, their opener, after Carolina has their week zero matchup against Florida A&M. It's funny, we're talking about these non-conference games, and obviously from our perspective in the triangle, it's how you guys want to measure yourselves coming out of the Sun Belt. But I think, in a way, Giglio and I might be giving the Sun Belt a little bit of shortchange in the grand scheme of things. We've been focused on Power 5 and what it means for the college football playoff. But in the Sun Belt, you've got strong teams and stronger teams coming up. Obviously, you guys are included in what you've been able to, at the program as a whole, has been able to do over the last few years. But you've got like Coastal Carolina coming up. And that's a fun back and forth between you two as well. Just the state of the Sun Belt competition-wise for people who might not know.
Well, we're very proud of our conference, the new Sun Belt, if you would call it that. That anytime you add four great programs into our conference, when you add Old Dominion and you add Marshall, James Madison, Southern Miss, you know, you go back and I played here in the mid-90s, 94 to 98, and that Marshall-Appalachian State game was whoever won that game won the conference. And that's a big-time rivalry with both passionate fan bases. And that's something I look to rekindle. I mean, you go to Huntington, West Virginia in 1995, and it's a night game with 35,000 fans there. And we played here in 94, a sold-out crowd. And again, that's exciting. And there's some national rivalries now in the Sun Belt with Marshall and Appalachian State. Yeah, Georgia Southern's always been a great rivalry for our program. And, yeah, Coastal Carolina. I mean, Jamie's done a great job there in Conway, and we've had some good battles the last 2 years. So, you know, week in and week out, I'll put our conference against anybody. I mean, I think things will show this season when we play the so-called Power 5 games. I think we'll play well. And toward the end of the season, we'll see where it all lays. But I'm excited about our conference. I think we have great programs in this conference, and it became a lot tougher when those four schools came to our conference.
Sean Clark, App State head football coach. All right, so I'm guessing for you the real true sign of fall in Boone is when football arrives, not the tourists who are there to watch the leaves change color, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have the snowbirds here in the summertime, and then we have the leaf lookers, the people looking at leaves here in October. But
it's gorgeous.
The town of Boone.
Look, it's gorgeous. The backdrop in the stadium when the leaves are changing, man. It's a tough scene to beat. I'm just saying.
It is. And I think Doug Gillen has done an outstanding job of, you know, making our stadium one of the best in the group of fives. And, you know, it's good to see. I mean, our program's in a good spot right now. We've already announced two sellout crowds for home games, and I think more on the horizon here pretty soon. But you go back to last year, we set a Sun Belt record and a App State record in attendance last year, and those were Wednesday night games and Thursday night games. Mm-hmm. But a lot of good things are coming right now. You know, App State's got a buzz right now, and we're excited for the season to start. We have one more week of camp before school starts, and then we're going to get ready for North Carolina. But I'm excited where our team is right now. We have a bunch of great leaders in our program, and guys are eager to get back and kind of rewrite last year. It did not end the way we wanted to, and we're looking forward to the 2022 season.
At the risk of getting you in trouble, if Eric Church or Luke Combs text you and say, hey, I need tickets for this game, what do you say?
And they're all welcome. But I do have Luke Combs' cell phone. I don't have Eric Church's cell phone.
Okay,
so,
okay.
I would probably, to be fair, I would pick up Luke so that I have the cell phone number.
I would just tell him to wear black, Coach.
He will, I promise.
Sean Clark, App State head football coach. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of this camp and get ready for the season. And it's right around the corner. Should be a good one.
guys, I appreciate having me on and talk about App State football and all of our loyal fans in the Triangle there. And look forward to seeing you guys. Hopefully you guys come to Ben and watch a game sometime.
I do. We do need to get out there again. Every time we've been out there to catch a game, we've done a show out there. It's been a blast. So hopefully we can do that again.
Well, come on. We'll get great. See, we'll put you up in the suite. You guys can have a hell of a time.
Okay. All right. I see. I need some of that Yosef brew, too, while we're at it from A&B.
No, we got some better stuff than that Yosef brew. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you.
All right. We're good. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
I have a running battle with some App State fans on the Twitters about the allegiances of their two most, well, present company excluded, two most famous alums. They seem to skew a little bit on the light blues.
Yeah, Eric Church has his own, you know, he's got his own App State clothing line, too. He does. Like, it's actually a thing that they knocked out a couple years ago, but, yeah, he's decked out his Carolina stuff.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They're going to show up looking like Rob Lowe at that football game where he had an NFL hat on.
I would respect that, actually.
Just boom. I just want Eric Church and Luke Combs to wear a hat that just says football on it. That would be the way to go. Or just wear an A&B hat and we're good to go.